Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Good evening. The show begins with dovish talk from Federal Reserve governors about interest rates and the direction of the American economy, which is now reporting 4.9% GDP for the third quarter, plus jobs numbers that astonish the market. And yet, the Federal Reserve raising rates over the last year might have accomplished the way to defeat inflation that ran after the pandemic. Then we turn to the Republican nomination contest, and with the tragedy in the Middle East joined with the ongoing tragedy in Europe, in Ukraine, it is not surprising to see one person on the Republican stage for the first two debates, Nikki Haley, who has foreign policy experience and speaks out about it. Is this Nikki Haley's time to rise in the polls to challenge Donald Trump? No one knows, but the Wall Street Journal seems to suggest at least one member of the Republican Party, Will Hurd of Texas, believes it is. London. Joseph Sternberg in London for the Wall Street Journal. We speak of the United Kingdom media reacting to the Mideast war, and also of Green in London. The Prime Minister, Mr. Sunak, has made remarks these last days that he's pulling back from the green commitment made by his predecessor, Boris Johnson, targets of net zero, and hopes to change the automobile fleet into an EV fleet. Well, there's hesitation because of the cost and because only the leadership sees it as a worthwhile goal. The people who buy cars and drive cars at this point do not. Off to the New World Report with Evan Ellis of the U.S. Army War College. We speak of Hezbollah and its master Iran throughout Latin America, certainly in Argentina, certainly in Venezuela, influencing in Brazil, bad actors from top to bottom of the continent, also bad actors in Cuba and bad actors in Nicaragua. Hezbollah is a well-known malign influence in South America. What is to be done after the attack on Hamas by Hamas? It demonstrated Hezbollah was sponsoring and training and participating in the planning of that mass murder. And then Ukraine. Ukraine discussed with my friend Gregory Copley's in London, saying it is time for the powers to end the Ukraine conflict, negotiate, because the danger in the Middle East is a much wider war, much more dangerous war than anything we've seen so far in Ukraine versus Russia. Gregory also has surprising remarks about Nigeria and the possible misrepresentation by the recently elected president of Nigeria, President Bola Tinubu. And then Benin Bentelebu is here to report on the allegation in the reporting that Iran sponsored and directed the murder raid in Israel, the attack on Israeli citizens. It is not at this point asserted by major state intelligence agencies such as the United States or France's, but there is reporting to that effect, and so we discuss what that means. And then to Romania to talk about the front line in the war against the Russian invasion of Ukraine. That is Romania, a NATO nation, an EU nation, sharing the Danube with Ukraine and with Moldova. That Danube is now the safest route to get grain and foodstuffs out of Ukraine into the European markets. And my colleague Antonia Colobasanu traveled to the Danube to witness the overwhelming traffic in the Danube trying to get grain out without having to challenge the Russian blockade of the Black Sea. And then finally a conversation with Judy Dempsey in Berlin about surprising state elections in Bavaria and Hesse, giving life and strength to the Alternative für Deutschland, Alternative für Deutschland, a party that is only 10 years old and is understood as against things, against NATO, against migrants, against the United States, against the EU, and gaining strength. Judy regards it as a protest vote, nonetheless important to watch. And then Poland, an election within hours, the Law and Justice Party which is objectionable to most of Europe because of its presumptions and its manipulations and its bluntness when it comes to law and order, is said to be ahead in the polls, but not as overwhelming as before. Poland is a major ally for a Ukraine war, and yet at the same time there are shadows about the Ukraine, about Poland by other, as regarded by other members of the EU. There's much more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ Mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.